Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Let's go.
On Mix 94.1.
He's already built a Hall of Fame career. Today he etches his name in stone as one of the few to capture multiple championships. Logano is a two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion.
NASCAR weekend at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's happening. The Pennzoil 400 is on Sunday. And who drives that Pennzoil car? The number 22 Ford Mustang for Team Penske. It's Joey Logano on the show.
Yes.
Hey,
what's
I love
going
on? The energy this morning.
Oh man, we are hyped that you are on the show. Seriously, this is so cool to talk to you. You're the reigning 2022 NASCAR Cup Series champion, and we're so excited to welcome you back to town. The Las Vegas Motor Speedway has been very good to you, has it not?
Has been a fantastic racetrack for us in the past, and I hope to continue that. It's been a good time. And Penske 400 this weekend. I drive the Penske car. It just makes sense to have that car up front. So we got to make sure we bring the heat there and try to win this thing again.
You're the champion. You're an amazing driver. You're out there driving for your team. You've been driving your entire life. When you leave the track, do you still love to drive?
I drive everywhere. If I'm being honest, I don't ride. I don't do Ubers. I don't do any of that stuff. I drive all the time. There might be a control problem I got, and then when I'm home, all I want to do is drive my four-wheeler. So this is just in my blood at this point.
You started driving at a very young age, and did you ever play any other sports other than driving cars?
It didn't take me long to figure out that I should drive cars, if I'm being honest. I tried baseball for a minute and realized this isn't my thing. And I was able to be really good in a go-kart and racing. So I thought, maybe I should go more down this direction. I can actually win here. And baseball I was the worst player on the team. So I thought, this is not really for me. And so I was lucky to find something I was good at a young age, at least.
Now, you have kicked off the season. You're doing very well. Number two at Daytona, number 10 last weekend. What, coming into Las Vegas, how does this track differ than the two previous tracks you've just been at?
Quite a bit. Daytona, you know, obviously 2.5 mile racetrack. We were drafting each other. We're wide open all the way around it. You go to Fontana, it's a 2 mile racetrack. It's bumpy. The surface is wore out. The cars are slipping and sliding. And then you get at Vegas, 1.5 miles, where you got a lot of the bumps. That part's still there. The asphalt's not quite as old as what it was in California last week. And the track shape is quite a bit different. So it requires a lot different car setup, strategy, approach from the driver. All three tracks are completely different. Yeah, you know, that's what makes NASCAR racing fun, right? Because we go to so many different types of tracks, from 2.5 mile tracks like Daytona, and then we'll go to road courses. We're racing a Chicago street course this year. We race on dirt, and we do it all. And that, to me, is a really cool part as a driver.
Mercedes and I were talking off the air about NASCAR feuds. There's, in any sport, there's going to be a feud, and you had some issues with Tony Stewart, but you guys are now friendly. Now his nickname for you is Spoons. But is there an issue between you and hometown guy Kyle Busch?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've heard you say that you're like Kyle Busch, but you're nicer.
No, I mean, there's probably some similarities there, actually, and it might be why we clash a little bit, but I think our approaches are different, and here's the deal. Like, we race hard, I race real hard, and, you know, you're eventually it's different with our sport compared to others, right, because when you think of a baseball or basketball, football, you play against a team, and then you may play against them 2 or 3 months later. For us, we race against a team, and guess what? Next weekend, we line up and race each other again, and again, and again, 38 times in a row. So eventually, you're going to have a little rivalry, and things are going to happen, and you know, personalities clash a little bit, and that's what it is. And so it's no disrespect. I think that's probably the big thing that Kyle and I have both together, is that we may not agree on everything, but I think we have a mutual respect for each other's talents.
Who really is going to agree on everything? And I get it. I mean, you guys have, I think you put it well, like you have more similarities, I think, than you have differences. It's just, it gets competitive out there. I mean, look at what you're racing for. And so I totally understand what you're talking about. Is there someone that you look at as like your BFF on that racetrack, that someone that you know you can always depend on?
No.
No. That was the best answer ever. Nope.
Every man for himself out there.
Think about it. What's the goal when you're out there?
Yeah.
To win, right? Well, and so is 39 other drivers. Their goal is to win as well. And so I'm not thinking that they want to be my friend, and I really don't want to be their friend on the racetrack. Now, off the racetrack, that's a different thing, right? We could get along. We could do all that. But on the racetrack, I'm trying to win for my team, win for my fans, win to support my family, right? Like, that is the most important thing to me when I'm on the racetrack. Yeah. And so for that reason, you got to be selfish on the racetrack. You get to be somebody different. Now, I don't want to be that person 100% of the time, because I don't think that's a real good person. But on the racetrack, that's who you have to be.
I'm excited about this race on Sunday after talking to you. I'm amped up for the race this weekend. And you're married. You have beautiful kids. Is it true? Did you lose your wedding ring during a race?
Oh, I did. I've lost our wedding ring a couple times, but I found that one. I'm still on number two. So we're 8 years in, I think, we've been married. And so I lost the first one on the honeymoon. So that was
aware
of it. That's the bad. It fell off. And then we won in Phoenix, and you know, you get out of the car, you're sweaty and you're dehydrated, and I got excited, and I don't know, I high-fived somebody and threw it off. We found it.
Oh, good.
We're talking to the driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford Mustang for Team Penske, Joey Logano, the reigning 2022 NASCAR Cup Series champion. Joey, you obviously have a long ways to go before you retire from racing, but I've seen you in the broadcast booth. You're fabulous. What do you think you want to do after racing? Would you rather go with the broadcast route or maybe the team ownership route?
I don't know. If I'm being honest, I don't want to say never to anything. I enjoy doing TV right now, and it's what I can do while I'm driving still. And I can do the Xfinity races on Saturday typically, and I enjoy that, and I feel like you bring, a different perspective to the fans, and it's good for a lot of reasons. And so I kind of leave that door open just in case I want to do that, or if I get forced into doing it, if I get hurt or unfortunately something like that, it's nice to have that option. Is ownership something I want to be in? I don't know, maybe. If the right thing came, right opportunities came its way. I don't know. Is it being some kind of consultant for NASCAR and doing some things on that side? Like that could be a play as well. So I don't know what that is. The good thing is I don't think I have to retire anytime soon unless I'm forced into it.
No.
So I haven't put a whole bunch of thought into it.
It's an event. Anytime NASCAR comes to town, it is an event, and we're in Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world, and this is the biggest thing happening, one of the biggest things of the year. Do you, though, and you watch before the race starts, there's celebrities all over the place. Do you get starstruck? Do you get excited when a celebrity fan comes up to you? How does that play out for you?
I think it's cool, obviously, right? I still think it's cool, but it's always kind of like, what are you supposed to say? That's where I get, like, I don't know, like, we live completely different lives. I drive race cars, someone else might be a celebrity doing something else. It's kind of like, I don't know what to say sometimes. It's like a forced, like, meeting. Like, yes, hello, okay. I'm like, oh, nice, thanks for coming to the track. They're like, yeah, we're glad to be here. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Have a good day. Joey, we know we got to let you
go to work now.
we know we got to let you go, but I got to ask, F1 is coming to Vegas in November. Are you going to come out for that race?
I want to. I'd like to. You got some extra tickets you're handing out there, or
man. Well, we got to go. It was great talking to you. That's the toughest ticket in town to get, and we are the ticket that you can still get is the ticket for the Pennzoil or the Las Vegas Motor Speedway races. We are so excited to see you here in town. You can get your tickets at lvms.com/events. And Joey Logano, we're so excited. Excited to have you back here and can't wait to see you do great things this weekend. Thanks for coming on the show.
All righty. Thank you very much. We'll see you guys out there.
See you, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.